Good morning.
It is 10:05 a.m. on Monday, December the 9th, 2024. Overcast, windy, 34 degrees. Cold. I walked off without my hat, so I'm going to try not to move my head too much because the microphone is clipped to my hood. So you might hear more bumps than normal. I'm trying to get my fingers back into my pockets because it is cold. The wind was the worst, and now that I'm out of it, that's probably going to help a lot. Very gray, very ugly, very raw morning. Stop bumping my head. I'm going to move this microphone because this is not going to work this way. Bump, 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 sorry. There. Wear it on my zipper. That should help a little bit. We'll get more wind noise when we come around to the other side, but that should be better. So yeah, hi, I'm out, I'm walking. Trying to get 40 miles this month. Let's see if it works out. So yeah, I've been up a long time. I've been up since 4. I woke up. I dreamt I was late for work, and I woke myself up when I was halfway out of bed, heading for the office. And of course, I didn't have to be at the office. I tried to go back to sleep, but it was like, no. That's not going to work. I was awake, high alert, adrenaline, and I had to pee. So it's like 3:55. I got up. And was thinking about it. It's like, okay, why do I think I have to be at the office? And I got thinking back, it's like, you know, I used to get up like that all the time. Get up. Walk in the dark. I had to get my writing in before I went to work, because otherwise I wouldn't have a chance to do it. So I thought, you know, that actually worked pretty good. Worked pretty well. So I got dressed. It was too early for coffee. The coffee pot set for 5 o'clock. So grab a cup of water. And rebuilt my word count spreadsheet and started writing. And I got in an hour of writing, solid, with Roger. Almost 1,000 words, which is pretty good. It's pretty good. It's more than I wrote yesterday. I think it's more than I wrote all last week. And then I went back and backfilled and did my one positive thought in the morning. And my daily haiku. And then checked the temperatures, and it was still like the wind chill. What's the wind chill? It's like 20 something degrees out. It is cold. Without the wind chill, it's not bad. The sun is just a bright spot in the clouds up there. There's not any solar gain this morning. It feels very cold. But I wrote. I spent some time with Roger. I got the story moving. And maybe we'll be able to do it again tomorrow. Maybe I can get in a second hour this afternoon. Who knows? Or maybe even this morning. Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to do a grocery run here soon. Perhaps not today. Maybe I can hold off until Wednesday. I'm pumping along. I'm trying to build up a little heat. It's more or less working. Locust pods here on the ground. I've built up heat inside, but got into my bicycle, get out of the way. But I've been pushing really hard, and so now I'm a little bit winded. It did warm up. Now that I'm out of the wind, I'm really quite warm. Okay, maybe not that warm. I pushed both hoods back. That might have been a mistake. So anyway, yeah, here we go. They're still calling for some snow. In theory, it's snowing over the mountains, but it's south. It's down around, it's south of Denver along the Palmer Divide, southern part of the state. So the Eastern Plains may get some snow today. I don't think we're going to. Maybe, but I don't know. looking off to the northwest. The winds are coming out of the northwest, though, so the clouds are moving in that direction from the southwest towards southeast. Yeah, and it's a big blue swatch, just like yesterday, actually. Big blue swatch of sky up that way. So I think the front's going to go through. We're not going to get any. And you don't care. I'm on the last book. I'm about halfway through the last book of Wandering In, at least the last one for now. And I'm really I'm really torn. On the one hand, it'll be nice to go read something else for a while. Yeah, just, you know, for a while. But I'm going to be sad to be at the end of this saga. And I know there's more coming. So I know it's not going to be wrapped up in a nice, neat bow at the end. It's going to be more coming. I need to unzip this coat. Overheat. It will be cold when I get around the corner. So I have to deal with that. Come on, get ready. Say it with me, monk post. And I don't even know how much stuff I've got. I know the next book of the Wielder series, Sarah J. Hoodlett's book. I'm looking forward to that one. I know it's out. I don't know if I bought it yet. I don't think so. I don't usually buy until I'm ready to read. I don't know what else I've got. I probably get the last Jerry Boyd, unless he had one in the hopper. I know a lot of the series that I've been interested in have put out new books since I've been buried for the last 6 weeks in these tomes. Heading away. I'm ready for second breakfast, to be honest. It's like, I'm thinking about food. I'm thinking about, I got fresh bread. I had my usual bowl of blueberries with a few ripe corn checks on top. I'm ready for more food. Played a little X4 while I was waiting for it to warm up. And it did warm up. I mean, it's been like 20. The actual temperature was 25 when I got up, and the wind is blowing hard, 20 miles an hour out of the north. So it was a cold, icy wind. And it shifted over to the northwest now, and it's still blowing. Where it's being measured, it's still blowing 20 miles an hour. Little X4. All the downloads. Oh my god, there's just so much stuff now. I have so many missions that I have to do. Coming up on a garbage truck. Heads down in a mission the other day, yesterday, in the afternoon, and I get done with the mission, and then I start looking around and say, what are my ships doing? Where are they all? And one of them had apparently blown up. I didn't even know it was in danger. So I had to backtrack like an hour. I hate it when that happens, but I hate it worse losing the ship. I'd rather backtrack than lose the ship. And I had a rescue boat, but I've now co-opted the rescue boat to do other stuff. Other stuff. I'm not talking. I'm really busy. I suspect it's because I've been walking really fast this morning. My thighs are telling me, dude, you've overdone it. I don't really have a lot to talk about. I mean, I could talk about Roger. I could talk about writing. The story with Roger is I have enough. I could write the book now. I just need to find the focus that I need to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write now. I'm going to write for an hour. I'm going to write for hell, I'm going to write for 20 minutes. But about the time I sit down, I'm like, oh, well, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to do this other thing. Got a bunch of web work I've got to do. I've pulled the security. It's going to expire on January 22nd. I've pulled the security off of three of my WordPress sites. I'm going to turn them into static sites. I may just replace them where they are. Solar Clipper is the one that's curious because it's been so much stuff in it. Reviews are easy, and what I would really like to do is just put a link in under nathanlowell.com and put the reviews there. Maybe come back and do more reviews. Put them up to static pages instead of using a database. It's not as good for searching, but pretty good. It's not as good for search, but nobody was searching for this anyway. I don't know what good it's doing, to be fine, perfectly frank. So, I don't know, maybe I'll just pull them down, create the static pages. And then see what I got, whether or not. I do want to keep the topo pages. That's one that I want to keep, but there aren't that many of those. I'd like to keep all of the pages that I've got on Solar Clipper. Maybe I will just do. I kept floundering around trying to find some way to make it happen. And it, there's a plugin for it. I should have realized there is a plugin to do a static site conversion. And the beauty of that plugin is that I think I could probably install it locally on a machine and use my local machine to create the pages. And then if I want to add to them, and then just export it again, grab the last page and put it up. I made it. Holy cow. That was a workout. Yeah, a bare 22 minutes, but I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.